be gross here in any way. I don't mean to do that, but you take a dead man, hit him, slap him. He won't make a sound, not make a peep. Pick up 100-pound weight and lay it on him. He won't feel the burden of it. Won't feel the burden of it. And he isn't weary from the burden of it. Turn out the lights. He don't know they're out. Turn them on. He don't know they're on. Huh? He doesn't feel the darkness. And the unconverted man is laden with sin, the load of his sin, but he's not weary of carrying it. No. Huh? He's shut up in prison, but he don't ask to be let out. He's shut up in the prison of God's justice, but he doesn't long after liberty. He is under God's curse, but he don't care. It causes no condemnation in his heart. Causes no condemnation in his conscience or his mind. Is there any hope for somebody like that? Is there any hope for people like us? Yes, there is. And there's only one. But God. This is the only hope for men in this state. It's the only hope for people in this condition. And I tell you what, there's, as long as there's life, there's hope. As long as there's life, and if you're praying for a son or a daughter or a husband or a wife or a grandson or a grandchild, don't never stop until they leave this world. Pray for them. Call their name. Call their name. Call their name. Christ called people's names. He says, Zacchaeus, Lazarus, Mary, Martha, Peter, come over here. Matthew, follow me. He called people by name. And if he calls them by name, let's take our name, our Lord, the people we love, let's take their names to Christ. Take their names to God. Not only is it a word of hope, but this God, this gospel, look what it says. It's a word of miracles. But God, who it is rich in His mercy for His great love wherewith He loved us, even when we were dead in sins. Listen to this. Hath quickened us together with Christ. Quickened us when we were dead in trespasses and sin. That's supernatural. That's a miracle. I say this all the time. The greatest miracle that ever took place in this world was God saving a sinner. God giving a dead man life. What God done for us is exactly what He did for Lazarus. Oh Lord, don't bring him out of there. He stinks. He stinks. Not when I give him life, he won't stink. Huh? Oh yes, he stinks. But oh listen, I call his name and I call him out of the grave. He ain't going to stink no more. He ain't going to stink before me. He ain't going to stink before my Father. He's not going to stink before the law. He's not going to stink no more. And guess where he's going to sit? He's going to sit with me. Huh? Oh my. People are, you know, they make fun of miracles. But I tell you, and then people talk about miracles. But oh, I tell you, people are skeptical of the supernatural. But when it comes to the things of God and the things of the gospel, everything God does is supernatural for us. I mean, it's absolutely supernatural. You know, I tell you what, if we could get our loved ones back for just a moment right after they're gone, if we were really believers, we'd say, no, not another moment in this world. Because we understand the natural, the supernaturalness of this. You know, just like Mary, when Gabriel came and told her, said, Mary, said, you're going to have a son. You're going to call his name Jesus. And he's going to be that holy thing that's going to be born of you, is going to be born of God. And she said, how in the world is this going to be? How's this going to happen? I've never known a man. I can't have a child. I've never had a relationship with a man. He said, with God, with man, it's impossible. But with God, all things are possible. And I tell you this, she had a supernatural birth in her womb. A miraculous birth from the womb of a virgin. And I tell you this, God gave us a supernatural birth in our own lives. And I tell you, that's what Nicodemus, you know, he said, oh, and how can a man be born when he's old? Nobody ever told him he had to get in his mother's womb. If our Lord said, that that's born of the flesh is always going to be flesh. Well, what are you talking about? You got to be born of the Spirit. You got to be born of the water. The Word of God. And I tell you this, if it isn't supernatural, if it's not a miracle, if it don't produce life, it's not the gospel. Ain't that right? You know what? This is so supernatural, it's so powerful, it's so miraculous, that the gospel and God in His power gives dead men life, gives blind men sight, deaf men hearing, people who can't walk can walk. Mute people can now speak. Oh my. He makes sinners to be righteous. He takes rebels and makes them to be sons. Do you ever feel like you're a miracle? That what God did for you is an absolute miracle? And I'll tell you something else. He works that miracle every day in our lives. Keeping us believing. Keeping us cleaving. Keeping us looking to Him. Keeps us calling on Him. Crying out to Him. Huh? That's a miracle. Every single day of our lives. Oh my. Mr. Pink says this. He said it's like keeping a fire burning in the middle of the ocean. He said, that's how miraculous our lives is in Christ. It's just as if you was going across the ocean, you got out there in the middle of the Pacific Ocean or Atlantic Ocean, there's a great big fire burning out there. No explanation for it except other than it's a miracle, supernatural. That's what God does for us, keeping us living every day. Huh? And oh, but let me tell you something, not only is this but God a word of hope, our only hope. Not only is it a word of miracle, but God, even when we were dead in trespasses and sin, He gave us life, quickened us together with Christ. But oh my, but God, it's a word of surprise too. Huh? What a word of surprise. We were in this awful, awful condition. But God. What happened here? God broke in on us. He invaded enemy territory when He invaded us. He come among His enemies, and guess what He did? He made them His blessed sons. Made them to love Him. Made them to desire Him. Oh, God broke in on us. And I did this, you know, this is something that for God to break in on a man. And God's got to invade a man. This is something I know without a shadow of a doubt. God broke in on us. He invaded us. He invaded us with the gospel, with His word, with life. He went into our hearts and He took it out and put in a heart of flesh. He went into our minds and took that darkness out of there and put in light. He went into our souls and took that hatred and enmity we had for Him and put in the love of God in there and shed it abroad in our hearts. Huh? Oh, I tell you what. You're talking about a surprise. Are you surprised that that God done this for you? Let me show you something. You keep Ephesians. Look over in Acts chapter 9. Look at Acts chapter 9. Here's what I'm talking about. This is what I'm talking about. Look here in chapter 9, verse 1. Talking about Saul of Tarsus. Here's your good illustration. God breaking in on a man. Let me show you what I mean. It says in verse 1, "And Saul, yet breathing out threatenings, and slaughter." Slaughter? You slaughter pigs, you slaughter hogs. And that's what he said. He was a threatened slaughter. Who's he going to slaughter? Huh? Against the disciples of our Lord. Huh? He said, I threaten God's people. I slaughter God's people. And he said, give me some letters. Give me some warrants. That's what he's asking for. Give me some warrants. So I can go into Damascus and go into the synagogues. And if I find anybody at all of this way, that this a believer in Christ, whether they're men or whether they're women, I want to bring them bound back to Jerusalem. Well, he started out. He went on his journey. And suddenly, there shined round about him a light from where? From heaven! That's where God comes from. That's where work has to be done. It has to be done from up there, down here. And oh my, look what happened to him now. He fell to the earth. He fell to the earth. And heard a voice. Oh my, you got to hear a voice. My sheep hear my voice. The hour's coming in thy ears when the dead shall hear the voice of the Son of God. And he heard a voice saying unto him, listen, I tell you, the Lord knows these people. Saul, Saul. Oh my. Why are you persecuting me? Well, he's after the Lord's people. He's after believers. Look what he says here now. And he said, who art thou, Lord? You see how that's capitalized? He knew whoever this was had power, had authority. And the Lord said, I am Jesus whom thou persecutest. Oh my. It's hard for thee to kick against the pricks. Oh my. And he trembling, not listen. This is something people don't do anymore. He trembling. Don't fear, no fear of God. No trembling of heart and soul. He trembling and astonished. You're talking about surprised. You're talking about a man surprised and astonished. And said, Lord, what wilt thou have me to do? And the Lord said, you arise and go into a city. And I'll tell you, oh my. He went to thwarten and slaughter Christians, wanted them to die. He thought Christ was an imposter. Yet on the Damascus Road, what happened? The most unlikely person in the world, the most unlikely person in the world to ever become a believer, became a believer that day. What happened to him? God broke in. Huh? God broke in. Oh my. Christ broke in. Oh my. And you know what voice he heard? He heard, and this is what he said about it. He said, when it pleased God who separated me from my mother's womb and called me by His grace. He understood that what happened to him was an act of pure, free grace. Yeah. He understood that what happened to him made him astonished, made him surprised, made him, how could this possibly be with what's in my heart? I was a persecutor, injurious. And oh my, but here comes mercy running to get me. Here comes pity hot on my trail. Here comes God's long-suffering. Said, I've had all I want to put up with you, and now it's time for you to know what I can do. I've had all of you I can stand. Now it's time. Listen, I'll tell you what it was. It's the time of predestination. Everyone that's ordained of God shall believe. It was God's predestinated time. It couldn't happen sooner and it couldn't happen later. And that's the way God done it. I said, at His appointed time, He come and crossed our paths. And said, I'm going to tell you something. What are you going to tell me? That I've got to do something for you. There's no hope for you. Huh? And oh my. Let me show you something else over here. Over in Galatians. Right back to your left. Galatians 2. Verse 20. Oh my. Look at this. This is how. This is. You know. This is what I'm talking about. Look what this is. This is how he viewed himself after this. He said in Galatians 2:20. He said, I'm crucified with Christ. I've died with Christ. I was crucified with Christ. But then he says this. He said, yes, I was crucified, but yet I live. I'm alive. Huh? I live. I'm dead and yet I live. I was crucified, nevertheless I live. And then he goes on to say, yet it's not me that lives. It's really not me. It's really not me that's living. Huh? Yet I'm not living. Well, what is it then? Christ in me. I live. Saul of Tarsus lives. Yet it's not me that's living. What a surprise. Christ lives in me. That's the only place that there's life. You can only have life from Him. Huh? And listen to this. This is what really got him. Who loved me. The Son of God who loved me. Loved me. And gave Himself for me. Huh? Oh my. You know, are you surprised that now you're a believer? That you actually believe? Is it a surprise to you? Is it a surprise to you that you love God's Word? Huh? That you come and you love to hear preaching? I mean, you love to hear it. You just delight to hear it. You want to hear it. Most of you listen not only to the preaching here, Sunday morning, Sunday night, and Wednesday night, but you go home and listen to somebody else, or you listen to somebody else this morning. How can you take so much? Why do you got to be listening all the time? Why do you want to hear all these preachers? Why is that? What happened? Now you know you didn't want to have nothing to do with God's people, and that's all you want to do now? Fellowship with the Lord's people? Be with God's people? You'd rather be with God's people than anybody else on the face of the earth? Huh? Oh my. Oh my. And I tell you something. When we sometimes have this old flesh rise up, and He does it. He does it. He does it. And then at the same time, He's just absolutely miserable when He's like that. You tell what a surprise to ourselves. Said, you know, I couldn't tell you how many times that I've just stopped and said, I'm saved. I am saved. God in grace saved me. And I'll start thinking about that word grace. And I'm just astonished, absolutely astonished, that God done that for me. You just, oh, what a miserable wretch. Huh? There was a time you were just the opposite of this. What happened? But God. That's what happened. But God. Oh, when God, who commanded the light to shine out in darkness, hath shined in our hearts. Huh? Oh. And I tell you what, are you surprised that God would love you? That's what He said here. By the great love wherewith He loved us. He loved us and gave Himself for me. Huh? Are you surprised that God came and saved you, quickened you? And like the old hymn writer said, and can it be that I should gain an interest in the Savior's blood? Died He for me, who caused His pain for me, who Him to death pursued? Amazing love, how can it be that Thou, my God, shouldst die for me? Amazing pity, grace unknown, love beyond degree, that Thou, my God, shouldst die for me. Huh? And oh my. If it still ain't a surprise to you, still ain't just astonished that God did this for you. Astonished. I tell you something else about this word, but God. You know what else it tells us? It tells us that salvation is of God from beginning to end. It starts out talking about God giving life to people who were dead in trespasses and sins. And He goes down here and tells us, after that He starts out, and not all this condition we're in, but He says, but God. But God. And listen to this. He's rich, 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 wealthy in mercy. And then He says, even when we were dead in trespasses and sins, He saved us by grace. Saved us by grace. Quickened us together with Christ. And not only did He do that, but then He said He raised us up. Raised us up from where? From the grave. From sin. From self-righteousness. From a false hope, from traditions. He raised us up together with Christ. Huh? Then what did He do? He made us sit together. Every one of us are sitting with Christ right now. Where at? Up yonder. He's on His throne. We're His body. Wherever His body, wherever He is, that's where His body is. Huh? And I tell you, ain't that what else He said? And I tell you what, and listen to this. And we got years, we got ages to learn something about this. That in the ages to come, listen to this. He's going to show the exceeding riches of His grace and His kindness toward us through Christ Jesus. Everything here is done through Christ and because of Christ. And I love this right here. For by grace are you saved. Through faith. And listen to this. And that not of yourselves. You didn't have a thing in the world to do with it. Not a thing. Well, I said, oh, listen, I got to believe. Yes, you do. Yes, you do. You absolutely do. But where in the world did you get that faith at? You wasn't born with it. You can't buy it. You can't pray it down. God gave it to you when He gave you grace. When he gave you grace, you know what come with it? Life, breath, salvation, grace, faith, repentance, everything that God required for us to do, he did for us in his blessed Son. That's why Paul said, I live by the faith, the faithfulness of Christ Jesus. I don't live by my faithfulness, I live by his faithfulness. And all for by grace are you saved, that not of yourself. Listen to this. It's a gift of God. God gives it to you. Well, how do I not want it? Did he ask you? Did he ask you whether you wanted it or not? But after he gave it to you, you was absolutely thrilled to death that he did. He said, I got something for you. And I'm, you know, we didn't even have a clue where I was going. I got something for you. What is it? Salvation. Well, what do I got to do to get it? Nothing. I'm going to bring it to you. I'm going to give it to you. And I'm going to give you everything that you absolutely need to look to me, believe me, and trust me. I'm going to give you everything. Not only that, but I'm going to give you everything to keep you on. Oh my goodness. This salvation is just, it's just overwhelming. No wonder we say amazing grace. Oh, it's amazing. No wonder how sweet it sounds. Where? In a believer's ear. In a believer's heart. And look what the Lord goes on to say. And he says, just to make sure you understand what I'm talking about, it's not of works. You don't have a work. You don't have any kind of work that I would ever accept or do. Because if you did, you'd boast about it. But he goes on to say, here's what happened. God started a work. For we are his workmanship. And he that hath begun a good work in you, he shall perform it unto the day of Jesus Christ. This is God's work. He said, God, we are his workmanship. And we was created, whereat? In Christ Jesus. And all he created us unto good works. But here's the thing about a believer. If he has a good work, he don't know he did it. You really don't. You find folks bagging about their works and shining, you know, holding up their light for everybody to see. They ain't got no light and they ain't got no works either. Lord, when did I do these things? But watch what he goes on to say. And God ordained before, as that predestination again, that we should walk in them. We go walk in them? We are. Why? God ordained it. He predestinated it. So I'll tell you what this word but God means. It means salvations of the Lord from beginning to end. I started out talking about how bad we were and what we were by nature. And then we come up to God. But God wasn't going to let us stay like that. He quickened us. He gave us life. That's a miracle. Supernatural act of God. His word, he surprised us. He astonished us. He broke in on us. We was all on a Damascus road. And he broke in on us. And he taught us. When he taught us how bad we were, how evil we were, he come. And he saved us and made us to understand from Alpha to Omega, salvation is of the Lord. What do you believe? Salvation's of the Lord. Why do you believe it? Because God saved me. When did he save you? When it pleased him. Why did he save you? According to his good pleasure. Oh, how did he save you? By grace. Oh, I'm telling you. Somebody will ask me, you know what you believe, and I say, I'm just the opposite of what free willism believes. And they get it that quick. They get it just like that. You say, what do you believe over there? The opposite, whatever a free willer believes, an Armenian believes, I believe just the opposite. I talked to a woman who's running some rehab place. Talking about a rehab place. Me and her was talking. She told me what all they was doing and how they done this, that, and the other. And I said, well, I'm going to tell you right now that what you believe, what you just told me, I believe just the opposite of that. She just stood there and stared at me. You know, you heard about a calf staring at a new gate, put up a new gate, and all the calves gather around and stare at it. Well, that's the way she was. That's the way she was. She was like a calf staring at a new gate. I used that in a long time, but y'all know what I'm talking about. Boy, I tell you, like Henry used to say, if we can't laugh together, you can't laugh with somebody, you can't cry with them either. But I tell you what, it's wonderful to laugh together, ain't it? And the gospel fills us with joy and peace and believing. Well, let me tell you this. This but God, not only a word of hope, not only a word of miracle, not only a word of surprise, not only a word of salvation to the Lord, but that's also a word of encouragement. But God, huh? What a word of encouragement. What a word of comfort. What a word of encouragement and comfort for you whose hearts are broken over somebody that you love. Oh, every one of us has got somebody we love that don't believe. Son, a daughter, both of mine. I love my son. Oh, how I love him. Love my daughter. Love my grandsons. And sometimes it really, really troubles my heart. Some of you got unconverted husbands or unconverted wives. And it looks, for my part, it looks absolutely, utterly hopeless. Utterly hopeless. They grew up where Henry Mahan was in our home countless times. Scott Richards in our home countless times. Don Fortner, Tim James. Countless preachers in our home. Maurice Montgomery. Raised in conferences. Raised around conferences. Growed up in going to conferences all over. Got to go places they could never go. And the case appears hopeless. But God. It really ain't. It really ain't. You know what it says here? But God has great love. Great love. Great love. Oh, how great is God's love. Huh? If He could save us, He could save anybody. How great is God's love. Or just keep on praying. Keep on praying. Keep on seeking. Keep on calling. Keep on desiring the salvation of those you love. And for us who are left in this world, we're left here. We're left here to do something. We're left here to carry on. We're left here to carry on with the gospel. We're left here to carry on to, and live our lives to the glory of God in Christ. He left us here and left churches here. He left preachers here. He left the faithful here. Those of us who are left. We live in a world. We live in a world that's against God. A world that's against Christ. We live in a world where Antichrist is in full force. What is our hope? What is our encouragement? What's going to keep us believing in this place? And preaching and believing and calling on God and seeking one another and coming to these services. What's going to keep us carrying on? What's going to be our encouragement in this world that's so against God? Right now, this pandemic going on all over the world, people live in fear and anxiety. What's our hope? What's our encouragement? But God, wherewith He loved us. How much? How much? You used to tell our kids, well, I love you from the moon and back. I love you this much. You love me from the moon and back? Yes. That's nothing compared to God's love. With a great love wherewith He loved us. Huh? Oh my. Is this rich? Is this a blessing? Is the gospel live to us, real to us? And I tell you what, you know what encourages us and keeps us keeping on? God. God. And you reckon He'll ever fail us? No, He won't. Listen, if we got that song, The Love of God, in that little chorus book of ours, do we have it? Look, it's in. Well, I got one right here, so let me see. I know we was in the beginning. Thirty-four. Let's stand together. Let's. 34. Where we at now? I'll see you tonight, 6 o'clock, God willing. See y'all this evening.